Is there any excitement headed to London, or is this simply a business trip, work trip?
It's a little bit of excitement. You know, you're going to a new place. Some guys have never been to London before, so I'm sure some guys are excited to go. But still, at the same time, though, you have to realize what you're going there for. That's just to try to get a win. You know, we still have a lot of games left, so, you know, we're trying to, you know, try to stack these wins up. Because, I mean, our ultimate goal at the end of the day is to get into the tournament.
Heading into bye week with this game, how critical is a win on Sunday?
It's very critical. Like I say, late in November, December, you know, the wins going, you know, it's going to be, you know, tallied up, and you know, you're going to be competing, you know, for those, you know, different, you know, wild card seeds or, you know, top seeds or whatever. So you definitely want to try to get a win. You know, right now we definitely have a sense of urgency here, and we know that's what we want to do.
You mentioned on Sunday after the game, you know, this one's got to hurt a little bit. we got to percolate on this one a little bit. Has that soaked in, or is that all you needed was immediately after the game and then it was over?
No, I think it still lingers around. Some guys, I mean, it's not something we're trying to dwell on because it's a new week. You know, we're trying to, you know, move on. But I think it's definitely something guys still, you know, have in their hearts. I mean, especially if it means something to you. You know, you don't want to never let something like that happen again. So you definitely have to, you know, keep that in mind when you're out there preparing and practicing, studying film, you know, your habits during the week, you know, just trying to get ready for the game. You definitely have that in the back of your mind. You think about what you did leading up to that game, and, you know, and you don't want that type of thing to happen again because, I mean, there will be results that will happen.
How do you try and keep your time in London, keep it as normal as possible, or do you?
They pretty much got us on a pretty good schedule, so they trying to keep us as, you know, on a normal schedule as possible. You know, we have the same normal Saturdays, Fridays, everything, so I think we'll be fine. The main thing for us is to make sure we're getting plenty of rest and, you know, trying to just get, you know, get our bodies, you know, acclimated to that time, you know, as fast as we can.
Linebacker Barry Chase, report today, Alex Smith is out. Torrey Smith is in, obviously he's a younger kid, he's a faster kid. What does that do to your defensive preparation midweek, knowing that their passer is now being replaced by someone who's much more
better? I think we still keep our game plan the same, man. We just know that who's we finally got a definite answer who the quarterback's going to be. So we're definitely going to, you know, like I say, pull up some film on Troy and just, you know, break him down and study him and just go out there and execute our game plan.
His mobility not that much of a concern because he's got wheels.
Well, I mean, Alex Smith, you know, he has wheels too. So he definitely has wheels and a good arm. And like I say, Troy has good wheels and arm too. So, I mean, you definitely, you know, you want to try to, you know, make sure, like I say, we got that in mind, you know, that what he can do with his legs and also with his arm. So we're definitely going to, you know, tailor our game plan around that.